This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Conscious capitalism proponents argue that companies who want to make the world a better place aren't just virtuous. They're also making a smart investment in their future success. Local construction company Koru, architecture firm Forum Phi, and co-working space CoVenture are launching a local branch of conscious capitalism as part of the Lead with Love Summit. Kristen Kay reports there are benefits for businesses that have a higher purpose.
Gina Murdoch, the founder of Lead with Love, wants the world to be more mindful, more unified. She wants everyone to feel like they're a part of something bigger. And she thinks the best place to make this happen is where a lot of us spend most of our hours every day.
We spend so much time in the workplace. To have a more mindful, purposeful workplace, I think, is the way you can affect people's lives the most.
Conscious Capitalism is a worldwide organization that encourages businesses to focus on serving a purpose, not just profits. Some companies on board with the movement include Whole Foods, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and Costco. Businesses like these say everyone is a stakeholder, from customers to suppliers to the communities in which they operate. They might pay their employees more or offer better benefits than their competitors, build zero-impact offices, or spend a little more on fair trade suppliers. Murdoch says that the Valley needs conscious capitalism, because if workers here are on board with their company's mission, they might stick around a little longer.
You have to make work much more meaningful for people. Otherwise, you know, they're going to leave. And we have a real issue with employee retention here.
Murdoch started to wonder if there was a hunger for meaning in the local business world after lots of interest in the entrepreneurial track of last year's Lead with Love Summit. One of the keynote speakers for that track was Raj Sisodia. He co-founded Conscious Capitalism with John Mackey, former CEO of Whole Foods. Sisodia says that conscious capitalism challenges the traditional belief that businesses should maximize profits at all costs.
You know, there's kind of a mentality of what we call a zero-sum game, which is that my gain comes at your loss.
Sisodia has an analogy. True happiness, he says, is a result of having a purpose, of living according to principles. He says it's the same for profits. They're a byproduct. They shouldn't be the focus. And Sisodia has done research that he says shows conscious capitalism isn't too bad for a company's bottom line.
Companies that operate in this way create a lot more value in the long term because they have people who are deeply engaged in their work. You have customers who are deeply loyal to the business. You don't have to spend a lot of money on marketing and on sales. You know, you have suppliers who are helping the business get better, investors who are patient.
He says 9 out of 10 of these companies actually outperformed their competition. That's part of the draw for Ants Colwick. He owns Koru, one of the founding members of the new Roaring Fork branch of Conscious Capitalism. He's unapologetic about the need to be profitable.
You can't be sustainable as a business if you're not profitable. So for me, at 100%, profit has to be viewed as a key metric for any business.
But Colwick says profits are a result of running a company where he would be motivated as an employee.
Is the mission something I believe in? Do I have an understanding of how what I do affects the outcome of that? Do I have some autonomy in creating a life for myself?
He says he hopes that the local branch of Conscious Capitalism will help Roaring Fork Valley companies come together, share ideas, and hear experts talk about culture and strategy.
We overarchingly have companies and businesses that are tied to delivering a better existence for a broader population that's so central to much of the philosophy of the Roaring Fork Valley.
But following ideals that might include paying higher wages when your budget is squeezed? Even Gina Murdoch admits that's tough, at least in the short term.
It's easy to talk the talk, but it is really challenging to walk the walk because of, you know, numerous circumstances, but a lot of it is financial.
Murdoch knows that there might be skepticism about melding business with mindfulness, and yes, a little bit of spirituality.
It's very aspirational. In some ways, it's like, oh, good for you. You know, good luck with that.
But joining together with other businesses might bring local entrepreneurs a little closer to making these ideals a reality in the long term. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.